Hi, welcome to the Brown and Happy podcast. In our time together, I will share what it means to be brown and happy. For many of us, everything looks good on paper, but we're still not happy and living fulfilled lives. It's time to change this, and I can help. I'm your host, Dr. Payal Patel Gayal. Happy New Year, everyone. I know it's the second week, but I just got back from an unplugged trip with my boys solo, and I wanted to wish you all a Happy New Year and tell you how grateful I am for all of you to be in my space, to take time out to listen to my message, right? I know you don't have to. I know you have other choices and options, but I've been in this space and journey for over 3 years now, and I couldn't feel more gratitude for the life that I have created without waiting for my life to change outside, for my circumstances to change, for people to change. And today's episode, I'm going to talk about exactly that. Creating your own adventure. What does it look like to create your own adventure? And some of you guys may be thinking, well, I can't do that because of all the different obstacles I have, the people who are in my life, my work circumstances, you know, finances, whatever, right? We can plug it in. My children, childcare. It's possible to create your own adventure within the life that you're living now. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I did, but also what one of my clients did. And I love her so much for doing the hard work and creating what she really wanted, right? And not waiting for it to be handed to her. So I took my kids on a 10-day trip, which included a couple days in Florida. We flew into Orlando from Los Angeles, and it was just me and the boys. Their dad was couldn't take off because he didn't have vacation, and in their specialty, they have their vacations panned out for 8 years. You heard that correctly, 8 years. And so he knew that he was only off the day of the holiday, but not in between. So I decided that I'm not going to be here taking off of my work or trying to work and take care of them. Instead, we decided in August, actually, to be honest, I told the kids, I'm like, let's go on a trip. Let's figure this out. You guys are, old enough to participate in the planning process. I usually am alone with them majority of the time and have traveled cross country since they were born alone all the time. So none of that's different for me. I'm usually the one that does all that, but I wanted them to be part of the process. And so we ended up talking about all inclusives, kind of like those kind of trips, within the United States, outside, not really all inclusive within, but some kind of trips within the United States. And we landed on going on a cruise. So the last time I went on a cruise, my older one was 1 year old. So he has no recollection of it. And I've only been on 2 cruises. So I thought, okay, you know what? I like this idea, something new for them. And I had my expectations figured out ahead of time. This was a trip. This was not a vacation for me. I was just parenting in a different space. And since my older son, Arjun, wanted to... He has always wanted to be an astronaut, aerospace engineer, ever since he was 2 years old. Like, he's always obsessed with space. And since the beginning, I have never changed the little chalkboard, the first day of school chalkboard. Like, I just changed the age and the grade. The profession is always the same. So we decided to go to the Kennedy Space Center since our cruise was leaving out of Cape Canaveral and flew into Orlando. I have to tell you guys, coincidence is not the word I can use for this, but the day we flew in, a couple days after Christmas, I rented a car in Orlando. We were tired. We had to wake up super early to do all this. And just as we were driving to the hotel, a bunch of cars were lined up on the side of the road. Now, I'm not from Florida. I don't know a lot about this kind of stuff. So I was thinking, maybe there's fireworks, right? New Year's is coming, maybe there's fireworks. I was talking to my sister in the car on speaker, and the kids were chatting with her. And she had spent some time living in Florida. And she's like, well, maybe there's something else going on. And then suddenly I saw this like orange light coming from the side of my eye. And I was like, what is that? I'm like, maybe it's fireworks. And she's like, pull over. So I pulled over and we saw the launch of a rocket. It was like space. It was amazing. I can't remember exactly the details of what it was called, and I think we'll let it go. But if you're looking it up, it's December 28th. I feel like it was fantasy, but I'm not sure. So we saw the entire launch. It was crazy. I had like goosebumps. My kids were wild, but definitely my son, who is obsessed, and he's like, wants to do this for a living. What a magical thing to happen. We didn't plan it, but it happened. So we drive another 10 minutes to get to our hotel and check in. And he's just telling me, Mom, this is the most amazing thing. Will you come visit me if I live in Florida? Because I think he wants to work for NASA. And that's kind of, you know, what he's thinking. I said, of course I will. We check in. The three of us just figured out how to get our huge suitcases, you know, everywhere we need to go, get all the check-in stuff. You know, we work together. And I think it was a good opportunity for us to learn to be the Three Musketeers and work with each other. We usually do, but I manage most of it. And I told him, I said, guys, there's a lot of stuff this time. You know, on a cruise, you have like different types of clothes you wear. And, you know, so plus the weather was really different in Florida versus the cruise. So we worked together and we had such a good time on this trip. New Year's Eve, they had their first fancy dress up meal. We did it early because I didn't want to be driving around with all the drunk people on the roads. And we left for a 5-day cruise on Royal Caribbean. It was magical. Now, I'm not here to tell you guys, oh, this is my itinerary and this is what you should do. I'm here to tell you guys that we had an amazing time because we set our expectations ahead of time. We made our own adventures. I had to surrender and let go of controlling things. I had to be okay with being uncomfortable, with not knowing where they are all the time, what they're up to, micromanaging my life and their life. I just let it be. And at the end of the trip, they're like, we should do this again. And to be honest, I don't sleep in the same room with my kids, and it kind of was nice to be in the same room. I know there was those moments where they were super annoying, and you guys know how that goes, but we had fun, and there's so many memories that were made. All of this was possible because we just decided ahead of time to believe that this was going to be amazing, and that we were going to have fun, and we were going to learn and love. In the same realm, I have a client, and I may have mentioned her before. We've been working together for, I want to say, 2 years now almost, and she decided that last year was her year where she was going to just dive deeper into her authentic self, right? And like just like who she is and discover that. So we worked really hard. She worked really hard in the process. And at the end of the year, I was so amazed at how people can do things they've never done before, feel uncomfortable and scared, and still take a leap. And she took a solo trip by herself without the husband or whatever to tap into a joy that she hasn't felt, a connection she hasn't felt. And I cannot emphasize how much just believing that it's possible that you can do something you've never done before changes you as a human being. So I want you guys to reflect on your life. Do you guys create your own adventures? It doesn't have to be big ones. It doesn't have to be a trip, right? Every day, do you create your own adventures? Or do you get to get stuck in the monotony of life and limitations and restrictions? What are the things that hold you back or you believe hold you back? Is it a partner, marriage, children, elderly parents, a job with very tight schedule? Is it the story you're telling yourself about how you can't do these things? Or you've never done it before? Or what will people say? That's a big one. You know, a lot of people ask me like, oh, you're on this trip on your own? Like, where's your husband? Where's their dad? And I was like, he's at home. And yeah, I mean, he was working and doing his own thing. It was his own little time away. Actually, yeah, he didn't have to do anything for anyone other than himself and then whatever extra work that he wanted to do. He was fine with it. And my kids said this, they're like, Mom, this is actually our kind of trip. You know, we like that you are letting us choose things and do things on our own, which they normally don't always get, right? Because of course, in a family, parents most of the time parent differently. And I've changed a lot and I've really tapped into picking and choosing my battles, thinking about the long game, stop trying to micromanage and control my kids. And it has reduced my anxiety tenfold. But not everyone's like that. And we had such a good time because I gave them space to grow. But I had to give myself space to grow first. So what are you wanting to do in your life that you haven't done because you think the adventure has to come to you? You think that has to be presented to you? Or maybe you don't even think adventure is possible for you. I want to tell you guys that that's not true. You can change that and you don't have to burn anything down at home. You don't have to get divorced. You don't have to leave your kids. You don't have to stop talking to anyone. You don't have to quit your job. You don't have to stop eating the things that you want to get the health that you want. There's so many ways to create the life that you want right here, right now, with the right tools. And that's what we're going to dive into, tools. As many of you know, in my private coaching program called the Brown Empowerment Mindset, and I call it the Brown Empowerment Mindset because I'm a brown woman who's empowered, and all of it happened through mindset work. And I coach women, and I specifically specialize in coaching brown women, but that doesn't mean I'm exclusive to that. And I coach brown women, and you can define that any way you want. And I love to be very open about that because it really is people who have a family history, a cultural background, an immigrant story, any of those things that comes into play subconsciously or consciously in the way they live their adult lives. And I work with you on peeling that back and allowing for the real version of you to shine. And that practically looks like creating time for you, making decisions without overthinking, not doubting yourself, not constantly worrying about what people think, not having to do it right or perfect. That's a huge one for me. All of these and much more is available to you in the work that I do with you. Right now, I'm taking more people into my one-on-one program as others have graduated. Let this be your time. I don't necessarily say we should have New Year resolutions, but every day, every moment is an opportunity to change and grow. Let this be yours. Have a lovely day, guys. Happy New Year. Hey, if you're finally ready to start being happy, I invite you to join my list. This is where you'll have access to all my workshops, coaching, and pearls. Just head to my website, www.payalghail.com. That's PayalGhail, and join my list. I can't wait to meet you.